The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 24, Text Number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 17th, 2012, in Denpasar, Bali, Indonesia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yad yuktam pati drishtena girishena prasidata tat jayanta japantacha pujayantacha samyata yad uktam Sampatti drishtena girishena prasidata tadhyayanto japantascha pujayantascha sangyata Yaduktam patti drishtena girishena prasidata tajhayanto japantascha pujayantascha sangyata Yat that
itu
Uktam said,
mengatakan,
Mpati, on the way,
dalam perjalanan,
Drishtena, while meeting,
saat berjumpa,
Girishena, by Lord Shiva,
oleh Dewa Shiva,
Prasidata, being very much satisfied.
Karena sangat puas.
Tat. That.
Itu.
Jayanta. Meditating.
Memusatkan pikiran.
Japantaccha.
Japantaccha.
Chanting also.
Juga mengucapkan.
Pujayantaccha. Worshipping also.
Juga memuja.
Sangyata. With great control.
Dengan kendali yang besar.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When all the sons of Prachinibarhi left home to execute austerities, they met Lord Shiva, who out of great mercy instructed them about the absolute truth. All the sons of Prachinibarhi meditated upon the instructions, chanting and worshipping them with great care and attention. Purport. It is clear that to perform austerities or penances, or for that matter, any form of devotional service, one has to be guided by a spiritual master. Here it is clearly stated that the 10 sons of Maharaj Prachinibarhi were favored by the appearance of Lord Shiva, who out of great kindness gave them instructions regarding the execution of austerities. Lord Shiva actually became the spiritual master of the 10 sons, and in turn his disciples took his words so seriously that simply by meditating upon his instructions, jayantaha, they became perfect. This is the secret of success. After being initiated and receiving the orders of the spiritual master, the disciple should unhesitatingly think about the instructions or orders of the spiritual master and should not allow himself to be disturbed by anything else. This is also the verdict of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who, while explaining a verse of Bhagavad Gita, Vyavyasayatmaka Buddhir Ekeha Kurananda Nandana, Bhagavad Gita 2:41, points out that the order of the spiritual master is the life substance of the disciple. The disciple should not consider whether he is going back home, back to Godhead. His first business should be to execute the order of his spiritual master. Thus, a disciple should always meditate on the order of the spiritual master, and that is perfectional meditation. Not only should he meditate upon that order, but he should find out the means by which he can perfectly worship and execute it.
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakandritam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Yadesha Tarine.
This is a very, very, very powerful purport.
Ini penjelasan yang sangat bagus dan sangat tegas Srila Prabhupada.
Every single devotee should be very, very familiar with this purport.
Setiap penyembah harus mencermati dan mempelajari penjelasan sloka ini.
Because this purport gives the secret of how to be successful in Krishna consciousness.
Karena penjelasan di sini memberikan rahasia bagaimana caranya sukses dalam kesadaran Krishna.
Do you want to be successful in Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Anda ingin sukses dalam kesadaran Krishna?
Then you better always remember this purport.
Maka lebih baik harus ingat pada penjelasan ini.
Because this purport gives the secret of success.
Karena penjelasan ini memberikan rahasia sukses itu.
What is the secret?
Apa rahasianya?
Always meditate on the order received from your spiritual master.
Selalu memusatkan pikiran pada perintah dari guru.
Srila Prabhupada has given us so many orders.
Prabhupada telah memberikan kita banyak sekali perintah.
We must chant every day at least 16 rounds.
Misalnya kita harus berjapa setiap hari minimal 16 putaran.
Our initiating gurus also give this order to their disciples. Same order.
Guru Diksha kita juga memberikan perintah yang sama ini kepada murid-muridnya.
At least 16 rounds every day.
Minimal 16 putaran setiap hari.
No illicit sex.
Tidak melakukan hubungan seks.
As we described yesterday in our seminar. No intoxication.
Tidak mabuk-mabukan.
No meat eating.
Tidak makan daging.
No gambling.
Tidak berjudi.
Is that the only orders that Prabhupada gave?
Apakah hanya itu saja perintah yang diberikan Srila
Prabhupada? No, he gave many orders.
Masih banyak perintah lain lagi.
Sebarkan books.
Sebarkan buku.
Cow protection.
Perlindungan sapi.
Krishna conscious children.
Anak-anak yang sadar akan Krishna.
Beautiful deity worship.
Dan pemujaan arca yang indah.
He gave so many instructions.
Begitu banyak perintah yang diberikan.
So we are to take these instructions as Srila Prabhupada as our life and soul.
Kita hendaknya menerima dan mengemban tugas perintah Srila Prabhupada ini sebagai jiwa dan raga kita.
Tilak.
Maka tilak.
Vaishnava dress.
Maka pakaian Vaishnava.
Loving relationships with devotees.
Hubungan penuh kasih antara penyembah.
There's a big, big, long list of all the orders that Prabhupada has given us. What is the sum and substance of all these orders?
Apa inti atau hakikat dari semua perintah ini?
Always remember Krishna.
Selalu ingat Krishna.
And never forget Krishna.
Jangan pernah lupa pada Krishna.
And that's the point of all these orders.
Itu poin dari semua perintah ini.
If you forget Krishna, it's not very good.
Kalau kita lupa pada Krishna, itu tidak bagus.
Are you happy when you forget Krishna?
Apakah kita akan bahagia kalau kita lupa pada Krishna?
No, it's very miserable when you forget Krishna.
Tidak bisa bahagia, kita akan menderita.
Radharani has confirmed this.
Radharani telah membenarkan hal ini.
She has given very nice poetry,
Radharani memberikan puisi yang bagus sekali,
which is quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yang dikutip di dalam Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Anchalila.
Pada Anchalila.
Chapter 17.
Bab 17.
Verse 59. Mana marava madinya jalavina yena mina. Krishna chane mari. Krishna vina chane mari aya. Madura hashavadane mana netra sayane. Krishna trishna dvigona vadaya. She says, if I forget Krishna, my impoverished mind dies immediately, like a fish out of water.
Radharani berkata, kalau aku lupa pada Krishna, pikiranku langsung seperti mati atau terpadamkan seperti ikan yang dibawa keluar dari air.
But when I see Krishna's sweetly smiling face,
tapi ketika aku melihat wajah Krishna yang tersenyum manis,
my mind and my eyes are so pleased.
Mata dan pikiranku begitu puas.
That my Krishna Trishna, my thirst for Krishna, immediately doubles.
Sehingga rasa hausku terhadap Krishna itu menjadi berlipat ganda.
So in this very nice verse, our mother Radharani,
di dalam sloka yang bagus ini, ibu,
she is telling how horrible it is to forget Krishna.
Betapa mengerikannya kalau kita lupa pada Krishna.
And how wonderful it is to remember Krishna. So you can have a horrible life, or you can have a wonderful life. That's up to us. Horrible life or wonderful life. When you remember Krishna, then your life is very, very wonderful.
Kita ingat pada Krishna, hidup kita menjadi sangat menakjubkan.
And when you forget Krishna, your life is absolutely horrible.
Ketika kita lupa pada Krishna, hidup kita sepenuhnya mengerikan.
You may say, but I have money.
Mungkin kita mengatakan, oh, tapi saya punya uang.
I have a girlfriend.
Saya punya pacar.
I have a nice scooter.
Saya punya motor yang nyaman.
I have a nice blue helmet.
Saya punya helm yang biru yang nyaman.
How you can say my life is horrible?
Bagaimana bisa Anda katakan hidup saya mengerikan, menderita?
But actually, it doesn't matter what you may have in this material world.
Sebenarnya tidak memandang apapun yang mungkin kita miliki di dunia ini.
Even if you are Brahmaji,
bahkan kalau pun kita adalah Brahmaji,
the controlling demigod of this entire universe,
yang mengendalikan semua dewa lainnya di seluruh alam semesta,
if you are not Krishna conscious, your life is horrible.
Kalau kita tidak sadarkan Krishna, hidup kita itu mengerikan, menderita.
So this is the first order of Prabhupada.
Ini perintah pertama yang utama dari Srila Prabhupada.
Always remember Krishna.
Selalu ingat Krishna.
And never forget Krishna.
Dan jangan pernah lupa pada Krishna.
What is the name of our society?
Apa nama perkumpulan kita ini?
Oh, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Yaitu Masyarakat Internasional Kesadaran Krishna.
So what does that mean? That means the members are supposed to be Krishna conscious.
Apa artinya itu? Artinya adalah para anggota perkumpulan ini harus sadar akan Krishna.
So if you are Krishna conscious, then you are a member.
Dan kalau kita sadar akan Krishna, kita akan ingat Krishna.
And if you're not Krishna conscious, you're not a member.
Oh, kita adalah anggota kalau kita sadar akan Krishna, tapi kalau kita tidak
So you want to be a member of ISKCON? You want to be a member of ISKCON, then you have to be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, you are nowhere. Lost in the cycle of birth and death.
Kita akan tersesat dalam siklus lahiran dan kematian.
When you remember Krishna,
tapi kalau kita ingat Krishna,
then you are back to home, back to Godhead.
Maka kita akan dikirim pulang kembali kepada Krishna.
Is it easy to remember Krishna or is it difficult?
Apakah mudah atau gampang untuk ingat pada Krishna atau sulit?
Let's be honest.
Ayo jujur.
In this material world, it's as difficult as hell to remember Krishna sometimes.
Di dunia material ini kadang-kadang sulit sekali untuk ingat Krishna.
Because we're so bombarded by all the material energy out there.
Karena kita sudah dibombardir oleh energi material setiap saat.
The billboards.
Ada papan-papan iklan besar.
The naked women.
Gadis-gadis telanjang.
I was shocked the other day. We were sitting there, and some woman in a bathing suit came walking up. Some woman from Australia or somewhere came walking up in a bathing suit. She's almost completely naked.
Saya kaget sekali kemarin di tempat penginapan, tiba-tiba saja melintas ada seorang gadis.
And this is considered standard, like it's okay, like nothing's wrong. Everyone's like, this is okay. She's walking around almost completely nude, and it's okay.
Dia menganggap itu hal yang baik-baik saja, bukan masalah begitu. Dia berjalan di tempat umum itu dalam keadaan hampir telanjang.
In our culture, a woman can walk around almost completely naked, it's considered okay.
Dan dalam budaya saat ini itu, wanita bisa jalan hampir telanjang seperti itu dan dianggap bukan masalah.
In New York City, it's legal for a woman to walk around with her breasts exposed. But those no topless, she can walk down the street topless legally in New York City.
Di New York City, di kota New York itu adalah dibenarkan atau bukan melanggar hukum kalau seseorang.
And some women have thought, well, memakai, they do it. They just to say, okay, it's legal, so they do it. They walk down the street with no top in New York City.
Tidak boleh tanpa pakaian, tidak memakai pakaian di atas.
So this is the kind of culture we're living in, you see.
Seperti inilah budaya tempat kita hidup saat ini.
It's very difficult to remember Krishna when in the sign of a culture.
Sulit untuk ingat pada Krishna dalam kultur atau budaya yang seperti itu.
So how do we? The trouble is because of this culture we live in, we forget Krishna all the time.
Masalahnya adalah tempat kita hidup ini budayanya membuat kita selalu lupa pada Krishna.
You get on the airplane and they have 300 different movies you can watch.
Begitu kita naik ke pesawat itu ada 300 judul film
it's yang
kita tonton.
Sex, violence, just complete garbage.
Dan film-film itu tentang seks, kekerasan dan itu sampah sebenarnya.
There's no Krishna.
Tidak ada Krishna di sana.
So it's very difficult actually to remember, always remember Krishna. It is very difficult.
Sebenarnya sangat sulit untuk bisa mengingat Krishna.
But Bhagavatam says, or Prabhupada says, if you take, in his purport in the Bhagavatam, if you take the dust from the feet of the pure devotee on your head.
Tapi Srimad Bhagavatam menjelaskan dan Prabhupada menjelaskan dalam penjelasan ini. Kalau kita mengambil debu dari kaki Padma Guru,
then it's very easy to be Krishna conscious. The point is, don't be puffed up thinking, yes, I'm a very advanced devotee, Prabhu. One should always feel very meek and humble. That I have no Krishna consciousness, but I'm just begging your mercy, Prabhu, be kind upon me and help me to become Krishna conscious.
Bahwa saya belum bersadar akan Krishna dan mohon bantu saya Prabhu supaya saya bisa menjadi sadar akan Krishna.
This humble mood, you see, that's the key.
Di sikap yang rendah hati seperti itu, itulah kuncinya.
If you all have this humble mood,
kita harus memiliki sikap yang rendah hati ini.
Then Madharani, Mother Radharani will give you great blessings, you see.
Maka Radharani akan memberikan berkat kepada kita.
Lord Chaitanya will give you great blessings.
Sri Chaitanya akan memberkati kita.
Lord Chaitanya has ordered.
Sri Chaitanya sudah memerintahkan.
That we must be humble.
Bahwa kita harus rendah hati.
Trinadapi sanichena tararapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahadi. Lord Chaitanya says, if you are humble,
If you are truly humble, then you can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day in complete bliss.
Kalau kita benar-benar rendah hati, kita akan mampu mengucapkan Hare Krishna itu senantiasa dalam keadaan kebahagiaan rohani.
So, how do we puffed up rascals become humble?
Jadi bagaimana caranya kita yang sombong dan angkuh ini menjadi rendah hati?
Let's face the facts, Prabhus and Matajis. We're puffed up rascals, really, we are.
Mari hadapi kenyataan ini, kita adalah orang-orang yang sombong dan angkuh.
So how do we puffed up rascals develop humility?
Bagaimana caranya kita-kita ini yang sombong dan angkuh ini bisa mengembangkan kerendahan hati?
Lord Chaitanya has told us.
Sri Chaitanya sudah memberitahu kita.
Offer all respect to others.
Berikanlah segala penghormatan kepada semua orang lain.
Without expecting any respect for yourself.
Tanpa mengharapkan penghormatan untuk diri sendiri.
You see, we're willing to offer respect to others if they respect us back. You see, we have no trouble doing that.
Biasanya kita tidak susah untuk menghormati orang lain asal dia juga menghormati kita. Gampang kalau melakukan begitu.
As long as you respect me, I'll respect you.
Selama Anda menghormati saya akan
no problem.
Tidak masalah.
But if you disrespect me,
tapi kalau Anda tidak menghormati saya,
then I'm going to disrespect you.
Saya pasti juga tidak hormat kepada Anda.
You see, that's material consciousness.
Itulah kesadaran material.
But the humble Vaishnava,
tapi seorang Vaishnava yang rendah hati,
he thinks this person, they're covered now by the modes of nature, but actually this person is a pure devotee of Krishna.
Dia akan berpikir, oh, orang ini sekarang sedang diliputi oleh sifat-sifat alam, tapi sebenarnya dia juga adalah penyembah Tuhan.
Even the Ravanas and the Hiranyakashipus, they're actually pure devotees.
Bahkan Ravana dan Hiranyakashipu sungguhnya adalah penyembah-penyembah murni.
Simply they are covered by the modes of nature, that's all.
Tapi dia masih ditutupi, diliputi oleh.
So the devotee, he has transcendental vision.
Seorang penyembah memiliki penglihatan yang rohani.
He sees actually everyone is a great soul.
Dia melihat semua orang sebenarnya adalah insan-insan yang agung.
Simply they are covered, that's all, by the moon.
Hanya mereka sedang masih ditutupi oleh energi.
So he offers respect to that great soul who's actually there within the coverings, you see.
Jadi kita sebenarnya menghormati roh yang agung yang sedang ada di dalam hati yang sedang tertutupi itu.
So this is the way to be humble.
Begitulah caranya untuk menjadi rendah hati.
Who's the perfect example of humility?
Siapa contoh yang sempurna tentang kerendahan hati?
Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesus Kristus.
He was being crucified. He was nailed to the cross. They dragged a spear in his side. He's bleeding out of his side. His hands are bleeding. His feet are bleeding. And what did he do? All he did was preach love of God.
Jadi Yesus Kristus itu disalib dan kedua tangan dipaku di tiang salib itu dan juga ditusuk sehingga darah sedang mengalir. Tapi tetap juga mengajarkan untuk mencintai Tuhan.
So what was his attitude toward his killers?
Bagaimana kemudian sikap dari Yesus Kristus terhadap mereka yang menyiksa?
May they go to hell and burn forever.
Apakah beliau mengutuk mereka dan semoga mereka masuk neraka dan dibakar selamanya?
No, he said, my dear father, he's playing to Krishna actually. My dear Krishna, my dear father, please forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
Bukan seperti itu. Yesus malah berdoa, wahai Bapa, mereka tidak mengerti apa yang sedang mereka lakukan.
That is humility, you see.
Itulah kerendahan hati.
He was praying to the Lord on their behalf, his killers. He was praying the Lord in their behalf.
Beliau berdoa kepada Tuhan atas nama orang-orang yang menyiksanya ini.
So how much do we pray when people harass us? How much do we pray for their benefit?
Sejauh mana kita mampu seperti itu mendoakan orang yang menyusahkan kita?
You see, we don't do that.
Kita belum mampu melakukan itu.
If someone's nasty to us, we want to be nasty back to them. You see.
Kalau orang bersikap buruk kepada kita, kita ingin balik bersikap buruk kepada mereka.
The trouble is you can't be Krishna conscious when you act and think that way. You can't be Krishna conscious.
Masalahnya adalah kalau kita bertindak dengan cara seperti itu, kita tidak akan bisa sadar akan Krishna.
The devotee's quality is chama, he's forgiving. He forgives, chama, forgiveness.
Sifat seorang penyembah adalah sama, dia penuh sikap memaafkan.
So the more we can develop this quality of forgiveness, that's how we can become more and more deeply absorbed in Krishna bhakti rasa.
Jadi semakin kita mengembangkan sikap memaafkan ini, semakin kita akan mampu menyelam dalam bhakti rasa.
In this way, we can fulfill the order Prabhupada gave us to always be Krishna conscious.
Dengan cara seperti itu, kita akan bisa memenuhi perintah Prabhupada untuk selalu menjadi sadar akan Krishna.
I personally am very, very enlivened by this purport.
Saya pribadi sangat disemangatkan, sangat senang melihat penjelasan ini, membaca.
Prabhupada said the disciple should not consider whether he is going back to home, back to Godhead.
Prabhupada menjelaskan di sini, seorang murid hendaknya tidak mempertimbangkan, memperhitungkan apakah dia akan pulang kembali kepada Tuhan.
His first business should be to execute the order of his spiritual master.
Urusan pertamanya haruslah melaksanakan perintah guru spiritualnya.
Prabhupada told his disciples in Los Angeles.
Prabhupada juga menyampaikan ini kepada murid-muridnya di Los Angeles.
Become guru and deliver the whole world.
Jadilah guru dan selamatkan seluruh dunia.
So Prabhupada has given that order, deliver the whole world.
Prabhupada telah memberikan perintah itu, selamatkan seluruh dunia.
And here he says you should your first business is to execute the order, not to think about going back to Godhead.
Dan di sini Prabhupada menjelaskan urusan pertama kita adalah untuk melaksanakan perintah-perintah guru gitu, bukan berpikir bagaimana pulang kembali kepada Tuhan.
So my understanding is the disciple then should be willing to take birth after birth to deliver the whole world, you see.
Di pemahaman saya sendiri adalah bahwa karena itu murid hendaknya bersedia untuk lahir.
Since the spiritual master has ordered that the whole world must be delivered, then how the disciple can think, well, I don't want to take birth after birth to fulfill that order. I just want to go back to Godhead.
Jika perintah guru adalah untuk menyelamatkan seluruh dunia, bagaimana bisa seorang murid berpikir bahwa dia ingin pulang kembali ke dunia rohani, tidak ingin lahir lagi?
In other words, my understanding is the disciple then should be willing to take birth after birth after birth until the whole world becomes delivered.
Jadi pemahaman saya bahwa murid hendaknya bersedia untuk lahir lagi untuk menyelamatkan dunia ini, kelahiran demi kelahiran.
One may say, but why would the disciple want to remain in this hellish material world?
Mungkin orang berkata, mengapa murid akan bersedia untuk tetap ada di dunia material yang penuh penderitaan ini?
But that's exactly the point here, this purport.
Tapi itulah poin di dalam penjelasan ini.
The disciple is not disturbed by anything else.
Hendaknya murid, seorang murid tidak diganggu oleh apapun.
He doesn't think of his own happiness or his distress. He just thinks, my guru has given this order, and therefore I must execute it. That's all.
Dia tidak memikirkan dirinya sendiri apakah dia akan bahagia atau menderita. Urusannya adalah hanya kita menjalankan perintah guru.
So, why would the disciple then want to be in a miserable condition?
Mengapa kemudian seorang murid akan bersedia berada di dalam keadaan yang penuh penderitaan?
Actually, it's not miserable.
Sebenarnya tidak menderita.
That disciple who fully embraces the order of the spiritual master, his very life and soul, he's in a state of constant bliss.
Seorang murid yang senantiasa melaksanakan perintah gurunya, dia akan berada dalam kebahagiaan rohani senantiasa.
He's a liberated soul.
Dia adalah insan yang sudah terbebaskan.
Doesn't matter if he's in the spiritual world or the material world, he's a liberated soul.
Tidak masalah apakah dia ada di dunia material, dunia rohani. Dia sudah terbebaskan.
That disciple who totally, completely embraces the orders he has received from the spiritual master.
Jadi murid yang sudah menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya untuk melaksanakan perintah-perintah gurunya.
So, are there any questions?
Silakan ada yang bertanya.
Yes, thank you very much, Gurudev, for a nice lecture. Gurudev said about humility. So, how can we develop this humility in, for instance, in the Grihastha ashram where you have your wife or your husband?
Yeah.
Familiarity breeds contempt, and it's very easy. The wife doesn't do what you tell her. You get puffed up, and you should do that because I'm your husband. Or the wife said, you never satisfy me, you never do anything for me like that. How can you?
Pertanyaan Prabunya adalah, tadi dijelaskan tentang kerendahan hati, bagaimana caranya mengembangkan kerendahan hati ini khususnya dalam kehidupan rumah tangga, di mana sering terjadi keakraban yang terlalu akrab antara suami istri, kadang sulit mengembangkan sikap rendah hati itu. Suami cenderung berpikir istri harus melaksanakan perintahnya atau Istri merasa suaminya tidak mampu memuaskan sehingga dia tidak mau mengikuti atau tidak rendah tunduk hati.
You may be surprised to hear this.
Mungkin akan kaget mendengar apa yang akan disampaikan ini.
Prabhupada told my godbrother Tejas Prabhu.
Prabhupada menyampaikan kepada saudara seguru saya itu Prabhu Teja.
His wife was Tejasini.
Istrinya bernama Tejasini.
And they were serving Prabhupada in India in the early days.
Mereka berdua ini melayani Prabhupada di India pada masa-masa awal Islam.
Prabhupada was very much involved personally with all the disciples because in India it was very austere. He gave a lot of mercy to the disciples who were in India.
Di Prabhupada terlibat langsung dalam urusan terperinci dari murid-muridnya ketika di India karena di India penuh pertapaan pada masa itu.
So Tejasini kept running away. She was disturbed in the marriage. She kept going away. Prabhupada had to bring her back. Prabhupada had to be a marriage counselor, keep bringing the wife back to the husband.
Tejasini Mataji itu terus ingin berpisah gitu dengan suaminya karena masalah dalam pernikahan. Tapi Prabhupada berkali-kali juga terus membawanya kembali.
So Prabhupada asked Tejas what the difficulty was. Why the difficulty in this marriage?
Jadi Prabhupada bertanya kemudian apa kendalanya, apa masalahnya?
Prabhupada, she doesn't do what I say.
Dan Teja Prabhu itu mengatakan, oh Prabhupada, dia tidak mau menuruti apa yang saya katakan.
Prabhupada said, if he doesn't do what you say, then you must do what she says.
Prabhupada mengatakan, kalau dia tidak mau melakukan apa yang engkau katakan, maka engkau harus melakukan apa yang dia katakan.
This way you must live peacefully.
Dengan cara seperti itu baru bisa hidup damai.
So, it's not that the husband is the Lord.
Dia tidak benar bahwa suami adalah tuan.
Or the wife is the Lord.
Atau sebaliknya, istri yang penguasa tidak benar juga.
The Guru is Lord. Krishna is Lord. Yes, yes.
Guru atau Krishna adalah yang merupakan tuan atau penguasa.
Our program is not that the men give the orders and the women follow. That is not our program.
Program kita dalam usaha Krishna bukanlah bahwa suami memberikan perintah dan istri hanya selalu menuruti perintah itu.
Our program is that we follow the orders of Krishna, men and women both.
Program kita adalah bahwa kita mengikuti perintah Krishna, keduanya, suami, istri, laki-laki.
Now, if she is not following the orders of Krishna, then you should chastise her.
Dan kalau istri misalnya tidak mengikuti perintah Krishna, kita harus menegurnya.
You rascal, why are you not following Krishna's orders?
Kamu sudah bersikap kurang ajar, mengapa tidak mengikuti perintah Krishna?
And if you are not following Krishna's orders, she should chastise you. You rascal, why are you not following Krishna's orders? And this way, the husband and wife should assist each other going back to home, back to Godhead. You should help her to be Krishna conscious, and she should help you to be Krishna conscious.
Kita harus menjadi sadar akan Krishna dan istri harus membantu kita menjadi sadar akan Krishna.
Krishna is the Lord, not you, not her.
Krishna lah yang merupakan Tuhan, bukan kita atau bukan istri kita.
Thank you very much, Guru.
Okay, next question.
Ada lagi yang bertanya? The question is, here devotee also trying to distribute books and so many books already distributed, and he read also in one report, Srila Prabhupada said, even that people read only one page of the book, their life will be successful, their life will be perfected. But then it happens that already many books are distributed, and sometimes we met again with someone who already got the book, but then still they are not yet accepting Lord Krishna as the Supreme Lord.
Like, okay. What's the question?
How it can be like that, and what's the result they got from reading the books?
What is the benefit?
Yeah, why they still like that?
Why someone who has gotten a book is still a non-devotee? Why haven't been changed? Sometimes they get the books and they're not changed. Actually, they are changed, but you don't see how they're changed.
Sebenarnya mereka sudah mengalami perubahan, tapi kita aja yang belum melihat perubahan itu.
Anyone who gives a book, who takes a book and gives a donation, the seed of bhakti is planted in their heart.
Jadi orang yang siapapun yang menerima buku dan kemudian memberikan sedikit sumbangan untuk buku itu, dia sudah menanamkan bhakti dalam hatinya.
It may not have fructified yet.
Mungkin bhakti itu belum berbuah.
But that seed is there, and that day will come and it will fructify.
Tapi benih bakti itu sudah ada di sana dan suatu hari nanti itu akan tumbuh dan berbuah.
So go on distributing these books.
Jadi teruslah melanjutkan menyebarkan buku ini.
With full faith that you are making a revolution on this planet.
Dengan keyakinan penuh bahwa kita sedang membantu mencapai revolusi bagi planet ini.
Distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Greater Madanga.
Disebarkan buku, sebarkan buku, sebarkan buku. Itu adalah meridangga yang lebih besar.
There will be a great impact.
Akan besar sekali nanti pengaruhnya.
The other day, a few weeks ago, one of my aspiring disciples, Bhakta Brian.
Dua minggu yang lalu ada seorang yang ingin menjadi murid.
He was out on the street. He was out on the street distributing books.
Dia sedang ada di jalan, sedang menyebarkan buku.
In Los Angeles.
Itu di Los Angeles.
And it was a crowded sidewalk.
Itu jalan yang penuh ramai.
And then he noticed a bunch of bodyguards walking with their suits, and they had their guns inside their coat jacket. He could see the guns. He was wondering, what's going on here? He saw all these bodyguards walking.
Dia memperhatikan kenapa ada beberapa bodyguard itu yang dengan pakaian yang kelihatan khusus dan kemudian di balik jaketnya ada senjata, membawa senjata. Ada banyak bodyguard seperti itu. Apa yang sedang terjadi di sini?
He was thinking maybe there's some rock star or some big celebrity coming down the street.
Mungkin ada bintang rock atau seorang selebritis.
So he was looking here, trying to see who is the celebrity, where is this celebrity?
Dia melihat-lihat ke sana kemari, mana selebritis itu mungkin ada.
And all of a sudden everyone parted. And there was Bill Clinton, the former U.S. president.
Tiba-tiba saja kerumunan itu terbelah begitu dan ada jalan terbuka dan di sana kelihatan ada Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton walked right up to him and shook his hand and gave him a hug.
Langsung datang menemui orang penyembah ini dan langsung mau menjabat tangan dan dia memeluknya.
And Dr. Brian said he was thinking, what should I do? What should I do?
Dr. Brian ini kebingungan. Apa yang saya lakukan dalam keadaan seperti
ini? Formerly, before he joined the movement, he used to like Bill Clinton's speeches. He liked Bill Clinton.
Dr. Brian ini sebelum dia ikut serangan Krishna, dia senang sekali dengan ceramah-ceramah atau.
So he said, Bill, I love you, man.
Dr. Brian ini mengatakan, oh Bill, saya suka kamu, saya suka anda.
Can I give you this book? He had Bhagavad Gita.
Boleh saya berikan anda buku ini Bhagavad Gita ini?
And Mr. Clinton said, "Why, sure."
Bill Clinton mengatakan, "Oh, tentu saja saya mau."
So he handed the book, and then there was a huge crowd of people because Bill Clinton's a big celebrity, former U.S. president. There's a huge crowd of people. They're watching this whole thing.
Kemudian diberikanlah buku itu, dan di sekeliling itu orang berkerumun karena.
And then Bill Clinton held up the Bhagavad Gita and waved it in the air. Everybody was applauding, you know.
Dan Bill Clinton mau mengangkat Bhagavad Gita itu melame-lamekannya di atas dan semua orang bertepuk tangan.
And then the big limousine pulled up, you know, to take him away. The limousine came up to take Bill Clinton away.
Sebuah mobil limousin itu datang menghampiri dan untuk menjemput Bill Clinton.
He got in a limousine. And he held the Gita up again and waved it in the air. Everybody's cheering once again.
Dia masuk ke dalam limousinnya dan dari jendela lagi melambai-lambaikan mengangkat Bhagavad Gita itu dan semua.
And then as the limousine was driving away, Bill Clinton was holding the Bhagavad Gita with him.
Dan ketika limousine itu berjalan, nampak bahwa Bill Clinton sedang memegang mendekap Bhagavad Gita itu di dadanya.
So has Bill joined the movement yet?
Kemudian pertanyaan, apakah Bill Clinton sudah ikut kesadaran Krishna sekarang?
I don't think he's wearing tilak yet.
Saya belum melihat Bill Clinton sudah pakai tilak. Saya belum melihat.
But here is a great, powerful personality on this planet who was holding up the Gita and showing everyone, and people were cheering. You see.
Tapi dia adalah orang yang berpengaruh di dunia ini, dan dia sudah nampak memperlihatkan dia melampaikan Bhagavad Gita seperti itu, dan orang bertepuk tangan.
Actually, he's a vegan. He doesn't eat meat anymore because of health reasons.
Bill Clinton itu juga sebenarnya seorang vegan. Vegetarian dia. Karena masalah kesehatan.
The point is, even if they don't join,
poinnya adalah bahkan kalaupun mereka belum bergabung,
the impact is there.
Impact atau pengaruhnya, pengaruh dari
it impacts them, it impacts others.
Itu memberi pengaruh pada diri mereka sendiri.
We can't always perceive it.
Kita tidak selalu bisa melihat pengaruh itu.
One man, he got a set of books at the airport.
Dia ada Seorang yang menerima buku di airport.
And one day he came back to the airport and he said, "Those books are amazing."
Suatu hari kemudian dia kembali lagi ke airport itu dan mengatakan kepada penyembah, "Oh, buku ini luar biasa."
"My house caught on fire."
Rumah saya kebakaran.
"It burned to the ground. Everything was completely destroyed."
Itu rumah saya sampai runtuh dan semuanya hangus terbakar.
"But those books were untouched by the flames."
Buku ini yang tak tersentuh.
So go on distributing books.
Jadi teruslah menyebarkan buku.
You are the greatest servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Anda adalah pelayan terbesar dari Chaitanya.
You are the greatest servant of Srila Prabhupada.
Pelayan terbaik dari Srila Prabhupada.
Continue distributing books.
Teruslah menyebarkan buku.
Nachatasman manusheshu kashten me priyakritamaha bhavita jatametasmad anya priyataroubhuvi. Krishna says, "There is no one more dear to me in this world than the preacher, nor will there ever be anyone more dear."
Krishna bersabda, tidak ada orang yang akan lebih dicintai oleh Krishna selain seorang yang mengajarkan pengetahuan tentang Krishna.
So you take this book distribution.
Jadi jalankan terus dan
as the order received from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's representatives.
Ini adalah perintah yang kita terima dari Srila Prabhupada dan juga dari wakil-wakil Srila Prabhupada.
By meditating in this order, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books, you'll become a pure devotee.
Dengan memusatkan pikiran pada perintah ini, sebarkan buku, sebarkan buku, sebarkan buku, kita akan mencapai kesempurnaan.
So any more questions?
Siapa yang bertanya?
Yes, only what you say, you can distribute books from the morning to sunset, but you won't get the real.
Let's say, distribute books what?
Distribute books, but we won't get the love of
Godhead. One devotee said that we can distribute books until the cows come home from the pastures, and that we won't develop love of God by doing that, nor will we spread love of God by doing that. Some foolish devotee made such a statement.
Ada orang-orang bodoh begitu yang mengatakan bahwa penyembah yang menyebarkan buku bisa saja terus menyebarkan buku seperti itu, tapi tidak akan bisa mencapai cita kasih kepada Krishna atau Krishna Prema.
His idea was, can I comment? Can I?
Is that disobeying Srila Prabhupada, like the instructions of the spiritual master?
No, it's not.
You say something, and
it's wrong. It's wrong. But that devotee's opinion was wrong.
Oh, it's wrong.
Yeah. But I was trying to explain it to everyone so they would understand.
Okay.
So one devotee foolishly said that distributing Prabhupada's books will not spread pure love of God. But that was totally wrong.
Ya, ada penyembah yang mengatakan seperti itu, bahwa penyembah yang menyebarkan buku, walaupun mereka terus akan menyebarkan buku, mereka tidak akan.
He's saying we just have to do kirtan.
Sedangkan Krishna atau Krishna Prema, mereka mengatakan kita hanya perlu melakukan kirtan saja.
This devotee was completely ignorant of Prabhupada's instructions.
Di penyembah yang seperti itu sebenarnya dia sama sekali tidak mengerti dan tidak tahu perintah-perintah Prabhupada.
Prabhupada said your mandanga will be heard in the nearby vicinity.
Prabhupada mengatakan kalau kita main mridanga, kirtan itu mungkin hanya bisa didengar orang-orang sekitar.
But these books are greater mridanga.
Tapi penyebaran buku ini adalah mridanga yang lebih besar.
They will be heard all over the world.
Yang akan bisa didengar di seluruh dunia.
So anyone who says that by kirtan we will develop prema bhakti, but not by book distribution, they are completely ignorant fools to make such a statement.
Jadi orang yang mengatakan bahwa hanya dengan kirtan, jadi tanpa tidak menyebarkan buku atau menyebarkan buku tidak akan mengatakan kepada Krishna Prema, itu mereka adalah orang bodoh.
Because book distribution is the brihat kirtan, the brihat madanga.
Karena penyebaran buku itu adalah brihat madanga, brihat kirtan, kirtan yang lebih besar.
If kirtan will develop pure love of God, then the book distribution is even more powerful kirtan.
Kalau melalui kirtan kita bisa mengembangkan cinta kita kepada Krishna. Penyebaran buku adalah kirtan yang lebih besar.
So by book distribution, you become a pure devotee, you will achieve Krishna Prema, and you will manifest, you will create a tidal wave of Krishna Prema on this planet, the more you distribute books.
Dengan menyebarkan buku kita sendiri akan bisa mencapai cinta kasih kepada Krishna itu, dan kita sudah membantu banyak orang lain yang banyak yang kita sebarkan buku itu.
Any other questions?
Ada lagi yang bertanya?
In relation to the purport today. In relation to the purport today.
I already have related to the purport today.
Related to purport, Prabhupada says that one should follow the instructions of the spiritual master and take it and worship it.
Follow the Guru's order and...
That is the liberation.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. Translation.
Seperti tadi disampaikan bahwa hubungannya dengan penjelasan ini adalah bahwa dengan menjalankan, mengusahakan pikiran senantiasa berorientasi pada perintah guru, itulah artinya mencapai pembebasan, terbebaskan.
Since Prabhupada ordered us to distribute books, by doing that, that is our success.
Karena Prabhupada telah memerintahkan seperti itu untuk menyebarkan buku, dengan melakukan itu kita akan mencapai sukses.
We don't care whether you go back to God or not. We just want to see the whole world gets the books. That's the mood of pure bhakti.
Sebenarnya kita juga tidak terlalu peduli untuk kita sendiri pulang ke dunia rohani. Kita hanya ingin melihat seluruh dunia menerima buku ini, dan itulah mood bhakti yang murni.
But such a dedicated preacher, he's already back to Godhead, even in this material world.
Tapi seorang pengajar yang penuh dedikasi seperti itu, dia sudah pulang ke dunia rohani walaupun dia masih ada di dunia ini.
Doesn't even need to think about his own liberation because he's already liberated.
Dia bahkan tidak perlu memikirkan pembebasannya sendiri karena dia memang sudah terbebaskan.
Any other questions?
Ada lagi yang bertanya?
Ya.
Saya ingin bertanya, bagaimana mengikis sifat sombong dan suka dipuji saat sekitar duduk, itu terjadi penjualan buku banyak, itu kita merasa pasti kita agak sombong, tapi kalau kena duduk sedikit, kita merasa kecewa. Bagaimana cara itu?
In distributing books, sometimes we got a good result, and then there are some proudness in our heart, and devotees are praising us. And sometimes, if we not get good result in book distribution, we feel disappointed. So, how to deal with that kind of feeling?
You have to come to the Brahma Boot. Sometimes, if I have success, devotees glorify me, and I get puffed up. Sometimes I don't have success and I become depressed. So that means you're being buffeted. I don't know if you can translate that word, but you're being tossed by the waves of the material ocean, up and down, that's what it means.
Kalau seperti itu artinya kita sedang diombang-ambingkan oleh ombak-ombak dunia material ini.
So Prabhu, all you have to do is come to the Brahmabhuta platform.
Jadi yang harus dilakukan adalah untuk mengangkat diri sampai pada tataran Brahmabhuta.
Brahmabhuta prasanatmana sorshati nakangshati samaksaveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate padam. That's what you have to do.
Itu yang harus dilakukan, sampai tataran.
One who is thus transcendentally situated.
Orang yang sudah mantap secara rohani.
At once come to the Brahmabhuta platform.
Jika seseorang sudah sampai pada tingkat Brahmabhuta,
and becomes absolutely ecstatic.
Dia menjadi bahagia sepenuhnya.
He doesn't lament if he does bad on sankirtan.
Dia tidak meratap atau kecewa ketika hasil yang buruk dalam sankirtan.
He doesn't hanker for being recognized for when he does well on sankirtan.
Dia tidak berkeinginan, berharap untuk diakui atau dipuji ketika hasil.
He sees praise and infamy as the same.
Dia melihat pujian ataupun penghinaan itu sama.
If you praise him, he thinks, well, this is Krishna's mercy. I don't deserve it, but Krishna is being kind to encourage me.
Jadi, kalaupun kita dipuji, kita bisa berpikir, oh, ini adalah atas karunia Krishna. Saya sebenarnya tidak layak, tapi ini adalah karunia Krishna.
If you chastise him, he thinks, so this is Krishna's mercy. I deserve even a worse chastisement.
Kalaupun kita dihina atau dimarahi atau dikecewakan, itu kita terima. Oh, ini adalah
this chastisement is purifying my heart.
Dan kata-kata penghinaan itu adalah menyucikan hati saya.
In this mood, you can easily enter into pure bhakti. You see, mad bhaktim labhate padam.
Dengan mood, sikap pikiran yang seperti itu, kita akan udah mencapai bhakti yang murni.
So the word is equanimity.
Ada kata bagaimana artinya tetap seimbang.
You have to see success and failure as being the same thing.
Kita harus bisa memandang sukses dan gagal itu secara seimbang.
Sometimes Krishna makes you a failure. That's his mercy.
Kadang-kadang Krishna memang membuat kita gagal. Itu karunia Krishna.
Because you're so damn puffed up.
Itu karena kita sudah begitu sombong maka dibuat gagal.
And sometimes he makes you a success.
Kadang Krishna juga membuat kita sukses.
When you're in a nice humble mood, then he makes you a success.
Dan mengantarnya pada sikap yang rendah hati untuk memberikan kita sukses.
So we want, for Krishna's sake, we always want to be successful, don't we? For the sake of the movement, we want to always be successful in our preaching.
Demi perkumpulan ini, kita tentu selalu ingin untuk sukses dalam pengajaran kita.
Therefore, when you're successful, don't take the credit.
Karena itu, ketika kita mengalami sukses, jangan mengakui kesuksesan itu atas diri kita sendiri.
Just like sometimes people, they say, "Oh, Sankarsan Prabhu, that lecture was so wonderful."
Dan seperti misalnya ada orang seniman berkata, "Oh, Prabhu Sankarsan, ceramah Anda luar biasa sekali."
And I just say, "It's Prabhupada's mercy, that's all."
Dan saya akan berkata, "Oh, itu karunia Prabhupada."
I'm personally just a croaking toad, you know, kakakra, kakakra, kakakra.
Saya sendiri hanya adalah seperti kodok yang mengoreng.
But if you were inspired by something that came through my mouth, it was Prabhupada speaking through this toad. That's all.
Tapi kalau Anda terinspirasi dengan apa yang keluar dari mulut saya, maka itu adalah karunia dari Prabhupada.
So the point is, don't ever take the credit for something. When something you do something right, always give the credit to Guru and Vaishnavas.
Jadi poinnya adalah jangan kita menganggap kita sebagai yang.
And when you mess up really bad, don't blame somebody else.
Dan ketika suatu keadaan menjadi buruk, jangan menyalahkan orang lain juga.
Just say, "Stupid me."
Dan hanya katakan, "Oh, sayalah yang bodoh."
In this way, by taking full blame for your mistakes and giving full credit for your successes, you can always remain equipoised.
Dan kalau seperti bisa seperti itu dengan mengarahkan pada diri sendiri, kalau kita melakukan
and you become a highly successful preacher.
Dan kemudian tidak mengakui keberhasilan kita. Kita akan bisa menjadi pengajar
yang sukses. If you can perfect this consciousness,
dan kita juga bisa menyempurnakan kesadaran ini.
You can be so successful in your preaching.
Kita akan bisa mencapai kesuksesan yang sedemikian rupa dalam mengajar.
That you can deliver the entire universe.
Hingga kita bisa menyelamatkan seluruh alam semesta.
Do you know that Prabhupada wants us all, each one of us, to become Jagat Guru?
Jadi apakah kita mengetahui bahwa Prabhupada menginginkan kita semua penyembah menjadi Jagat Guru?
You say, "What? Prabhupada Jagat Guru? I can't be Jagat
kita
Guru."
Kita mengatakan, "Oh, apa? Bukan, Prabhupada adalah Jagat Guru. Saya tidak mungkin menjadi Jagat Guru."
But actually it's stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada actually, it's indicated that Prabhupada wants us to become Jagat Gurus, each one of us.
Tapi sebenarnya ada dinyatakan, dijelaskan dalam cerita-cerita bahwa Prabhupada menginginkan kita masing-masing menjadi Jagat Guru.
And I'll explain how.
Dan akan dijelaskan bagaimana.
Prabhupada says, "Anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord without offense."
Prabhupada mengatakan siapapun yang mengucapkan nama suci Tuhan tanpa kesalahan
becomes Jagat Guru.
Menjadi seorang Jagat Guru.
And under their influence, the entire world will take up Krishna consciousness.
And di bawah pengaruh orang seperti itu, seluruh dunia akan menjalani kesadaran Krishna.
So does Prabhupada want us to be pure chanters of the name?
Apakah Prabhupada menginginkan kita bisa mengucapkan nama suci dengan murni?
Or he wants us to remain nam aparadhis?
Atau apakah beliau ingin kita tetap hanya sebagai nama aparadhi atau terus melakukan kesalahan?
Prabhupada, do you want me to chant the pure name or do you want me to continue chanting impurely? What do you want, Prabhupada?
Kita bertanya, "Oh, Prabhupada, apa yang Anda inginkan? Saya bisa mengucapkan nama suci yang murni atau terus melakukan kesalahan?"
The answer is obvious.
Jawabannya sudah jelas.
Prabhupada wants each and every one of us to become pure chanters of the name.
Prabhupada menginginkan semua penyembah, kita semua mengucapkan nama suci dengan murni.
Which is Jagat Guru. Actually.
Artinya dia menjadi Jagat Guru.
So everyone can become an empowered preacher.
Semua penyembah bisa menjadi pengajar yang hebat.
You simply have to strictly avoid committing the nama aparadha.
Jadi dia hanya perlu untuk dengan tegas menghindari melakukan nama aparadha.
Seriously cultivate the mood of sadhu within your heart.
dan dengan serius mengembangkan sikap pikiran para sadhu.
And you also can become empowered Vaishnava.
Dan maka kita juga akan bisa menjadi Vaishnava yang dikuasakan.
For pushing forward this movement.
Untuk mendorong terus perkembangan perkumpulan ini.
Male, female, it doesn't matter.
Laki atau perempuan itu tidak memandang.
White, black, old, young, healthy, sick, it doesn't matter.
Tidak memandang apakah berkulit putih, berkulit hitam, tua, muda, sakit, sehat.
Become a pure chanter of the name.
Jadilah orang yang mengucapkan nama suci dengan murni.
And Krishna will empower you.
Maka Krishna akan memberi kuasa kepada kita, memberi kekuatan.
Any other questions?
Bisa ada yang bertanya?
Bagaimana caranya kita menjadi anak agar sadar dengan Krishna? Karena sebenarnya anak kan sulit sekali ajak ke asram, berhadapan dengan orang lain. Caranya
the question is how to train our children in Krishna consciousness.
How to train the children in Krishna consciousness.
Very difficult to get them to come to the temple to chant.
Very difficult to get them to come to the temple. It's very simple, Prabhu.
Sangat sederhana.
Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, text 21.
Bhagavad Gita bab 3 sloka 21.
Yadnyada chiriti shrestas tattarevi tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokasta danuvartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps.
Shloka itu berarti apapun yang dilakukan oleh orang besar, orang biasa akan mengikuti.
Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts.
Standar apapun yang dia tetapkan melalui sikapnya sendiri.
All the world pursues.
Maka semua yang lain.
So you have to become an acharya.
Kita.
You must become a Vaishnava acharya.
Kita sendiri harus dulu menjadi seorang acharya atau.
Ideal in Vaishnavism.
Itu menjadi Vaishnava yang ideal dulu.
That your every thought, every word, and every deed.
Dan menjadi ideal dalam setiap perkataan, perbuatan, dan pikiran.
In all times, places, and circumstances.
Dalam segala keadaan, tempat, waktu, dan keadaan.
Be for the pleasure of Krishna.
Lakukan itu untuk kepuasan Krishna.
Become the selfless well-wisher of all living entities.
Jadilah orang yang mengharapkan kebaikan semua makhluk hidup.
Develop all the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava.
Kembangkanlah 26 sifat seorang Vaishnava.
To the extent that you become a selfless Vaishnava,
sampai sejauh mana kita sendiri menjadi Vaishnava yang tidak mementingkan diri sendiri seperti
itu, your kids will be attracted to follow you.
Sejauh itulah anak-anak kita akan tertarik atau berminat untuk mengikuti kita.
Are they they're teenagers now? What are their ages?
Berapa umurnya sekarang? Sama?
9 years old and 13. 9 and 13. 13. You should put pressure on them as much as you can get away with it. As much as you can get away with it, put pressure on them.
Sebanyak yang mampu untuk kita bisa lakukan, kita harus juga memberi dorongan atau sedikit menekan mereka.
But you have to make it attractive for them.
Tapi harus membuat mengemasnya.
Not that going to the temple is some kind of punishment.
Jangan buat mereka berpikir bahwa ke temple itu adalah sebuah hukuman.
You have to yourself relish the Krishna consciousness process very deeply within your heart.
Kita sendiri harus menunjukkan diri kita sedang menikmati, senang menjalankan proses kesadaran Krishna ini di hati kita.
May always present it as the most wonderful, enjoyable thing.
Selalulah sajikan kesadaran Krishna itu sebagai hal yang sangat menyenangkan, yang paling menyenangkan.
But you can use some pressure also, that's all right.
Tapi kadang bisa juga memberikan sedikit tekanan atau keras sedikit.
If you have to use some pressure, you know, do it.
Memang harus juga menggunakan.
But the main thing is presented as very, very attractive and wonderful, delightful thing.
Tapi hal yang utama adalah untuk menyajikan seluruh proses dengan Krishna itu menjadi hal yang menarik.
You do Krishna conscious activities and say, let's do it together. Come with me, let's be all together as fathers and father and sons. Let's be together, do this together as father and sons.
Kita sendiri melakukan kegiatan bakti ini dan kemudian kita mengajak, ayo kita bersama-sama.
There's a natural bonding between father and son.
Ada suatu ikatan yang alami antara ayah dan putranya.
Just like my father, I wasn't a devotee yet, but he used to go on bike rides, and he would take me, and we would ride our bike for a long time, bike hike.
Seperti ayah saya itu sering mengajak saya untuk naik sepeda bersama.
So I enjoyed that. My father would take me on a bike ride. We would go on long bike rides together. You see.
Saya menikmati hal itu dan saya ikut bersama ayah saya untuk naik sepeda.
So you keep them with you at the temple. We do everything together. Not that you just come down to the temple and you leave them and you do something else. No, you keep them with you.
Jadi seperti itu juga anak-anak kita ajak bersama kita. Tidaklah bahwa sampai di temple kita tinggal mereka.
You show your love and affection for them.
Kita tunjukkan kasih sayang kita.
We will sit together in the class.
Duduk bersama dengan dia.
We will sing together in the kirtan.
Menyanyi bersama dalam kirtan.
We will take prasad together.
Bersama.
Or we will all three of us, we will all serve prasadam to the devotees. Do everything together with them.
Dilakukanlah segala hal itu bersama-sama dengan anak.
Not you just leave them at the temple and you go do something else. No, you keep them with you under your direction.
Tidak benar udah sampai di temple ditinggal terserah anaknya mau ngapain.
You understand?
Diajak yeah. Bersama-sama.
That will help. Yeah. So our time is up.
Waktunya sudah habis.
And we thank you all very much.
Menyampaikan terima kasih banyak kepada
for your participation in Prabhupada's ISKCON.
Atas segala partisipasi Anda semua dalam ISKCON.
Kindly go deeper and deeper into the precious process of Krishna Bhakti.
Mohon teruslah menyelam lebih dalam.
Make your lives perfect in this lifetime.
Jadikanlah hidup Anda sempurna dalam hidup.
So that you go back to God at the end of this lifetime.
Sehingga bisa pulang kembali kepada Krishna dalam hidup saat ini.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Desa Kesan Prabu Kijaya.